The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3150. Today it's a deep dive episode getting into the Bad Batch inspired by the most recent episode, episode 9, The Crossing. And we're going to talk about the Bad Batch as role models and how that portrayal has become more complex, especially with the events of episode 9. Punch it. Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy, and thank you so much for joining me for it. So I want to preface this by saying that just a few days ago, I happened to be rewatching Superbad with Jonah Hill and Michael Cera. What a tremendously fun movie. The stuff that happens in the movie goes beyond the kinds of things that we talk about in the podcast here, of course. But yeah, I will simply say that what struck me in relation to the conversation that we're about to have here is that friendship between Michael Cera and Jonah Hill and about how their emotional connection exists and yet they don't know how to deal with it in any significant way until finally toward the end of the movie, after a raucous night of chaos, they are able to say, and also with alcohol consumption enabling the conversation, that they love each other. And not in a romantic way, though there would not be anything wrong with that. As friends, as men who appreciate each other's companionship as friends, and that kind of tenderness between men is not something that has been supported very well over the past, oh, I don't know, do you want to say centuries? I dare say it's gotten better over the last few decades, but there are also a lot of indications of it getting worse in some circles as well. Yeah, I guess that's how progress goes, right? You take a couple steps forward, you take a couple steps back, and eventually you get where you hope to be going. Where this ties in with the Bad Batch is that we see these five men, Hunter and Wrecker and Tech and Echo and Crosshair, who are comrades in arms, but when things are broken apart, when Crosshair decides he's sticking with the Empire, there is difficulty within this family, and you understand that the four remaining, Hunter, Wrecker, Echo, and Tech, are deeply affected by this, but they don't necessarily know how to express it other than just saying, we have to soldier on. He's our brother, but, he's gone. But at the same time, they're also put into a situation where they have to deal with emotion in the person of Omega, who is a child reacting to life as a child would. So suddenly the members of the Bad Batch who are remaining are now either, surrogate fathers or surrogate uncles. I guess in a way, really, Hunter is the closest thing to a surrogate father that Omega has, whereas Wrecker and Tech and Echo have been uncles in, various roles. And Hunter gets the dad role basically because out of the rest of them, he is the person who is most able to meet Omega where she needs to be met in terms of her own emotions. He's the only one who seems to have the capability of comprehending and meeting her where she's at in terms of what she needs. Then you have Wrecker, who is probably more of a big brother than an uncle per se. He knows that he has to take care of her and loves playing with her, but as far as emotional availability, it's not really there. When we see the two of them interacting in The Crossing and Omega talks about missing Echo, Wrecker says, we'll get over it, it's no big deal, right? So there's very little emotional awareness happening with Wrecker, even though he definitely feels emotions, he just doesn't know how to process some of the more complex ones. he'll be a little depressed for a while, and then he'll get to blow something up and he'll be happy again, and then maybe the depression will creep in and that will be his manner of coping, right? Then you have Echo himself, until of course he left at the end of episode 8, but Echo was also emotionally unavailable for Omega because of the trauma that he had been through, being held as a separatist prisoner and not getting any sort of help with that. No therapy, no anything that addresses the fact that he's been through serious trauma. Certainly he has company with the Bad Batch, which is a good thing. He says that, you know, he can't really like do meditation like Omega was doing in that previous episode. Just being alone with his thoughts is a bad thing, but he's managed to find a coping mechanism by being with a group of people that matter to him and being on missions that matter to him, but he still hasn't dealt with the root situation, which is the trauma that he went through. Then you have Tech. And when I talked earlier about things getting more complex in their characterization for these parental figures, these male role models for the Bad Batch, Tech is pretty much the person that I was looking at in terms of episode 9. Leading into this episode, the way Tech has been portrayed has been more along the lines of an extreme version of what people talk about when they talk about how you shouldn't let your kids be on screens 24/7. That when kids spend too much time on screens and not enough time interacting with the world around them, that they may be subject to social isolation. For some reason, every time I say social isolation, it's just twisting my tongue in knots. So we're just gonna stick with that take and leave it. Challenges with emotional awareness, being able to interact with and pick up emotional cues from people. But something we have to keep in mind, and quite frankly, it's been in front of us all along, is the fact that Tech and Wrecker and Hunter and Crosshair have all been made differently as clones. They are, you know, divergent in their own particular ways. They were designed to be as such. Their regular clone brothers, the Regs, look at them as defective or otherwise imperfect, but you know, by the same token, you can say that they are specialized, that they are particularly talented in certain areas, and that diversity can actually be a strength. Certainly, when all of the members of the Bad Batch are working together, their strengths tend to amplify and make them ultimately the most lethal combat force that the clone army has ever had. So definitely there's strength there. So when the creators of the Bad Batch lean harder into this with Tech from a neurodivergent perspective in this episode, well, it resonates. And the discourse online about the Bad Batch and about Tech in this episode has been really remarkable. People talking about how they feel seen, talking about the depiction of autism spectrum disorder related to Tech being a remarkable move for Star Wars storytelling and for character development. So it isn't that Tech doesn't have access to these emotions or doesn't have the emotional awareness. He does have it, he just accesses it in a different way. And it's not until he and Omega can have a moment to talk in a place where there's nothing else for them to do at the particular moment, where they actually have the peace and the time and the ability to have these conversations and to build that understanding and trust, that we get a more nuanced depiction of Tech. Not that this makes anything easier for Omega, because there is, you know, from her perspective, an emotional unavailability within Tech that she has to navigate. Wrecker doesn't have a depth of feeling that she can access, and Hunter, like an overworked dad, is just too busy to deal with what's going on emotionally with Omega. And quite possibly he's afraid to confront his own emotion about the situation too. Or maybe I'm just reading too much into it, but having watched Superbad again, and then the next morning after Michael Cera and Jonah Hill actually are able to tell each other that they love each other, that they can't deal with the emotional honesty that they've had from the night before in the sober light of morning. Yeah, it just got me thinking about this whole male emotional equation. So that's what I've got for you on this deep dive into the Bad Batch, with a particular eye on episode 9 of the series. And hey, tell the people in your lives that you love them today. How about that? We'll leave it there and call it an episode. It just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it, as always, and may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
Star Wars 7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyright 2021 by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.